Now, what is this perfect emotion? What is Samyak Sankalpa? Before going into this, I want to clear up two possible misunderstandings. I've spoken of involving the emotions in the spiritual life, but this is not to be understood in a purely negative and psychological sense. It doesn't mean the involvement of crude, untransformed emotions with irrational, pseudo-religious concepts and attitudes. Let me just give you an example of the sort of thing I have in mind, which Samyak Sankalpa isn't. Suppose, for instance, this is just an ordinary example, but it illustrates very well the sort of thing I have in mind. Suppose somebody hears in some way or other, from some source or other, that church halls, you know, every church has a hall attached to it. So someone hears that church halls are being used on Sunday evenings for dances. So what then happens? This person gets all hot under the collar, as they say. He's very upset that the Sabbath is being desecrated, the church hall is being used for a dance. So what does he do? In his indignation and excitement, he writes a letter to the Times. Now, you may say that his emotions are certainly involved. He's got all worked up about it. He really feels that the Sabbath is being desecrated and all these disreputable young people are actually dancing in the church hall on a Sunday evening. And who knows what happens afterwards. He may get very worked up about that indeed, and he may fire off one of these letters to the Times, which are so famous, denouncing the immorality of the younger generation and so on, and predicting the downfall of I was going to say the British Empire, but but anyway, you know the sort of thing I have in mind. His emotions are thoroughly involved. He's really worked up and he really lets himself go. But there's no question here of perfect emotion. You may say his emotions are involved in a sort of religious issue, but there's no perfect emotion in the Buddhistic sense, because there's no perfect vision. There's only a set, only a bundle of prejudices and rationalizations in the name of religion. So it's just the same with those famous institutions, the Inquisition, the Crusades. Lots of emotion was involved there. Some people think it's religious emotion, but it's not perfect emotion from the Buddhist point of view. Ostensibly connected with religion, yes, but not connected, not representing perfect emotion in the Buddhistic sense at all. So this is the first sort of misunderstanding that we have to guard against. Secondly, it's not possible to transform one's emotional nature by strength of intellectual or rational conviction. You can't, as it were, reason or argue yourself into a state of perfect emotion. One's emotions can be thoroughly transformed only by perfect vision, which, as I explained last week, is a spiritual insight or spiritual experience. They can't be transformed by an intellectual understanding. So perfect vision, therefore, is the first step or first stage of the Noble Eightfold Path.